This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Get it on. Got to get on a trip. Mandy, get it.
Get it,
man. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing, and we appreciate you telling a friend about this podcast, and we thank our sponsor, simplysafe.com/ace. TommyJohn.com. I'm wearing them right now. Promo code Adam. BeaconProPlus.com. Danner.com and Geico.com. What's going on, Stromer?
I just noticed you got a Barry White vibe going today. Something's different. The love walrus is in the hizzle. Let me hear you say, oh, girl.
Oh, girl. I took ownership of a new home today.
Get out. You took possession, the keys and everything?
I took the keys and immediately got my guys in there and we're busting out walls.
Right now. Jeez.
As we speak.
So how do you know what you're busting out? You already spent time walking through and you've made a plan?
Yeah, I walked through and I kind of went, this thing needs to open up and that thing needs to open up. And I've already kind of decided. Now, I'm not sure how much load bearing. Some of the stuff looks a little load bearing. So, I'm going to have to deal with the load-bearing part. Although it's kind of overrated when there's no second floor, you know. So I am busting out walls and anxious. I'm always anxious.
Yeah.
I'm not anxious, anxious to get going.
Yeah, are you going to get right back over there after this and make sure that everything's working right?
I have that. Yeah, because that's my schedule.
Yeah.
I come over here. We knock out a quick go back and stand around.
Yeah.
I have 18 other podcasts to do. So, no, I would like to go run. Yes, of course, I want to run over there and do everything all the time. But people are pretty lined out. We're just doing demo, so I think we're fine.
When are you going to move? Like, what's the date of completion? And how did you buy time with the escrow changing hands of the old house versus the new? Where is your wife going to be? Where are the kids? What the hell's going to happen?
I don't know. So far, everyone's sleeping. And I am going to try to get in there before Christmas.
That's good.
That's my plan.
Right.
I noticed some R18, R19, R16, what's in the back of your rig?
Well, I'm glad you asked. What I've learned...
Couldn't quite see the bundles.
It's R8.
Well, that's the weird thing. So I was looking at the back of the Stromer mobile, and he had it backed into the spot, and there were bundles of insulation, and they were kind of pushed together, and they're sort of crinkled up on the edge. So I see an 8. So I think to myself, is there an R18?
Yeah.
Because in my world, no bundle, no bat goes below R13.
You never can residential wise.
Never seen it.
No.
R13 is what you put into 2x4s.
That's correct. We go R8 under this floor where I have, this is the recording studio again.
Mm-hmm.
We have.
Are they bats of R8?
They're bats of R8, and they're used for my purposes to sit underneath an inch and a half or a 2.5-inch block that's made of acrylic, and that becomes the floating floor where it bounces if need be, and it's isolated. So
where do you get our bats of R8?
All the drywall supply houses have stock.
Right, not a Home Depot item.
And what I've learned from this experience of humping 25/8 4x8 sheets at a time in my 1500 pickup is that a 1500 pickup is absolutely inadequate for hauling materials around the town.
Can I tell you how much I know?
Yeah.
Regarding R13, R8, and R19,
right,
maybe R16. So this house that I just got the keys to today, I was looking at it, and it's newish construction. I think it was built in like 2014. And I said, well, let me – is the can I talk to the architect? I have a few questions about raised foundation and slabs and things that he would know.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. And I say, do you have a copy of the plans that I could peruse?
Yeah.
Lynette normally wants to look them over.
Sure.
But I can read, you know, she reads them, then she explains what it is, yeah. you know, to me.
To you, right.
And I'm like, what is that? She's like, it's a glue lamb beam. And I go, oh, is that like a paralam? And then she backhands me.
Yeah, of course.
How dare you? How many times do I have to go over this?
How dare you? Yeah. You're boring me, she says.
Right. So I look at the – I talk to the architect.
Yeah. You found him and he's alive and breathing and still doing things.
Yeah, it's only a few years old.
Okay.
And I say to him, hey, the walls, the exterior walls.
Yeah.
It's a newish house. It's a modern house. It's a nice house. 2x6 framing with like an R19 insulation in there. And he goes – no, we went with 2x4s with an R13. And I said, that seems kind of light for a nice home and modern-esque construction. Right. And also there's a lot of rules now about codes and things about insulation and double-glazed windows. And,
right.
you know the R value
the
of the home.
Of the
efficiency
home, yeah.
of the
yeah,
home.
Yeah,
and yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but they're whatever regulations. Yeah. And I said... huh, 2x4 exterior framing on a nice, big, expensive custom house
yeah.
with a little wisp of R13 insulation in there. And he went, yeah, that's what the plan's called for. And I said, huh. And he went, yeah, I built it. And I said, huh. And he went, yeah, well, that's all the city required, and that's what we built. And I went, huh. And Max Paddle,
Max Paddle,
tell you, I'm looking through the glass. When I start going, huh, that's your opportunity to stop and start thinking.
Because you're getting entrapped at this point.
I'm like, wow, that just feels, in this modern age of building, that just feels light.
Yeah.
It just feels light. So he goes, yeah, well, that's what the plan's called out for. And I said, let me check the plans.
Uh-oh.
So I checked the plans, and I'm looking at all the different joists and hangers and Simpsons and all the sections and all the details and all the stuff. And sure enough, it says exterior framing 2x4 with R13 insulation. And now I'm holding the plans, the stamped approved plans in front of me.
Right.
And I think to myself, still, it feels light.
Still light.
It just feels light.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that. So I go over to the house. It's down the street.
Yeah.
Talk to the realtor. I go, let me in there. Let's me in there. So, I'm bringing my tape measure.
Yeah.
I go to almost every exterior window.
Yeah.
And I measure from the outside of the stucco to the inside of the drywall, the thickness.
Yeah, so you know what the thickness of the wall
is. Of the wall.
Right.
And it's all, now it's a little tough with the tape. It's not like you can hook it on the drywall and hook it on the stucco.
Right.
There's a window frame and stuff in there and maybe some molding or whatever. It's a little something, something.
Right.
But I'm good enough. And I come out with every single opening is right around 7.5 inches.
Okay.
And I go, let's see. 5/8 worth of drywall.
Right.
Probably about 7/8 of stucco.
Right. It's smooth trowel stucco?
It is. Yeah. About 7/8 worth of stucco on there. So what do we add? 1.5 inches?
Right.
Then, it's going to have 1/2 inch CDX ply on the outside. Shear wall.
Right.
That's 1/2 inch.
That's right.
So we got 1.5 inches. And then we got 1/2 inch worth of shear wall. So now we're 2 inches.
Right.
And how thick is a 2x6? How wide is a 2x6? 5.5.
Yeah.
5.5, 6.5, 7.5. Wait a minute. We're finishing out at 7.5.
Yeah.
And then I think, did he fur this out? Is there some scenario where you frame the whole house with 2x4s
right.
and then like fur it out?
Put a, like a 2 inches of stucco? What the hell? No, you would never do
2 inches of stucco. No. Would you ever triple down the drywall on the inside or fur it out? I go,
No.
You just do 5/8 drywall on the inside, about 7/8 of stucco on the outside with a 1/2 inch shear wall. Now we're at a 5.5 inch stud, which is a 2x6, which is our fucking 19.
Yeah.
So I call the guy back. The architect.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. I go, hey, I know the plans call out for 2x4 and framing, and I know I kept going,
Yeah.
And I just threw a goddamn tape on this wall, and it's 7.5 inches wide, every single window.
Right.
Is there something I don't know? Would you have put some sort of spacers or lateral framing or some way to space out that drywall or double up the drywall or create an air gap or do something? And he goes, no, that'd just be a waste of time. Like, I can't picture any other. Why would you do that?
Sure.
You're picturing the inside of a wall. Yeah. I'm picturing the inside wall. Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
I said, but it's 7.5, which would suggest a 2x6 framing, not a 2x4 framing, and would suggest R16 or R19 or whatever. I think R16 instead of R30. And so, and he went,
Oh, no.
And he went, you know, come to think of it, we probably did step it up to 2x6. I went, that's what I said.
Basically, you got a higher quality product by your research, and you realize that this is a house for you.
I wanted to yell at him,
yeah,
but this is basically the equivalent of when somebody two moves. That thing where you're waiting for someone at the movie theater and they're running late, and they're like, oh, now we're missing previews, and you're getting really pissed at them, and then they show up. And you go, come on. Like, you're so into, you run. You want to stop and yell at them on the sidewalk, but you realize you want to go in and not
you're
miss
in the
beginning
of, running. Yeah.
of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, it's like somebody taking your keys or losing your keys or taking your keys and then putting them in their jacket pocket and hanging or whatever. You're so frazzled. But at some point, when the keys are produced, you're so thankful that you have the keys.
Yeah. Even well, thank God you're an asshole, you but should, thank God.
You
yeah,
should be right. yelling at them, but you're just so goddamn God. Happy to have it. But
understood.
It was
well, I feel
framed,
better about this.
It was framed with 2x6, and I felt better about it,
because
too.
Because I was upset for you with a little 2x4 framing.
I was upset, too.
Terrible.
And I just kept saying to the guy, why would you build a custom house this way and frame it
and
with 2x4?
He financed it, this guy? Or he just...
He was the architect, and he said, check the plans. It's stamped. That's what's on the plans. And when I looked at the plans, it was hard to argue with what was on the plans.
Because that's a considerable larger amount of money to buy that lumber. Stepping up from 2x4 to 2x6. You don't just do that because you're being nice as a builder.
No, he speculated that in the midst of the plan check, in the plans, in the building, the codes were changing. The city got involved. The city told him to step it up.
Step it up. I see.
And it didn't reflect it on the plans,
okay.
but they just went with 2x6.
Wow.
Anyway, let me tell you about Simply Safe, thinking about getting Simply Safe, but waiting for the holidays when the tech deals come out. Smart move. Go to SimplySafe2EyesInThere.com/A's for their amazing holiday offer. Great deal. And you can come join us. We all have Simply Safe. The house I'm moving into actually has a hardwired system in the house.
You're going to use it or bypass it?
I don't know. I do know that, well, no, I'll leave my Simply Safe system behind for when I sell my house, because people will go, does it have an alarm?
But
and
have
I'll
you
go,
sold
yes.
your house yet or not?
Not yet.
I see. Okay.
But
so the people are staying there while you remodel this
I will tell them it has the best system. It has Simply Safe. Great protection for you and your home and your family. No contracts, no hidden fees. Great reviews from CNET, PC Mag, and Wirecutter. Go to simplysafe.com/ace, and they'll make you a great offer. You get a great offer. Go to the URL. Use a URL because it helps the show. That's simplysafe2eyesinthere.com/ace, everybody.
Can I ask you a question, please? Will you ever stay in a house longer than 5 years, do you think? I don't feel like you'll ever do that. Because you change often. You've had, what, like 15 houses in 20 years or something like that?
Well, I've had a lot of houses, but I haven't lived in all of them. And not that many. This house is big. It's modern. It's newish. And I can breathe on it and dial it in. And I think this is it. I mean, eventually you have to move to Texas, right? But there'll be that.
Yeah,
I'll be living in JR's house.
Yeah, you will. JR Ewing.
That's right. But for now,
you know that the great Larry Hagman had a Sunday ritual of making chili and never speaking to anyone.
Really?
That was his Sunday ritual. I will not speak. I knew the kid. I will not speak to anyone.
You knew Hagman's kid?
Yeah. I will not speak
to
anyone.
You knew Barry?
Barry Hagman.
You knew Larry Hagman Jr.?
Barry Jr.
J.R.?
Jerry Jr. Barry, and Harry Jr.
Now, what people forget about Larry Hagman, who shot J.R.
I can't tell you that.
Biggest goddamn thing on TV. The biggest thing on TV in 1983 or whatever it was who shot J.R.?
Still don't know. Do you know?
J.R., though Larry was, of course, on Bewitched.
No.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally different concept.
How dare you?
Wildly different concept. Those two shows should never be confused.
Yeah, yeah.
One had a hot blonde
who had magical powers, and
the other had a hot blonde who had a magical powers. Yeah, yeah. You should never, ever.
No, could never be cross-pollinated.
No, never confuse I Dream of Jeannie for Bewitched.
That's right.
Totally different concepts. Now, he was an Air Force pilot.
Of course he was.
An astronaut.
Well, yeah.
And he had a genie. His genie was, the beginning of I Dream of Jeannie, he splashed down.
Yeah, in the cartoon. Remember, in the credits?
He splashed down in the credit and found a genie bottle
on the beach. Right.
That's what happened.
That's right.
So, the great Larry Hagman... On Sundays.
Would make chili. And not speak. Right.
I think I like
that. Isn't that good?
A beef, or we put beans in the chili?
I think he did beef and beans.
I believe beans.
Barry was not a fan of the beans, however. So he would always make his own vegetarian.
And so how does it work when you don't speak on a Sunday?
You just walk around in a robe. And that's what you do. You're kind of almost like... the late version of the great Marlon Brando. You just walk around in a caftan or a robe because you don't give a shit.
See,
and you don't have to care.
My voice gets a little raggedy from doing too many podcasts and doing too many live shows and so on and so forth. And at some point, I'll say to myself, don't speak. You're wearing out your voice.
Right.
And then within 8 seconds, I'll see something that annoys me.
Yeah.
And then I'll stand outside the studio in the hall and scream for 45 minutes. And it's not even being recorded.
I know.
I cannot
stop myself. You're like a great rock and roll singer, man. You can't speak when you're not on stage singing the hits, big man.
I'm like Madonna in Truth or Dare.
Duh. Finally.
Matt, as gracefully and as graciously as you can, when I'm yelling about nothing for extended periods of time, you be my Warren Beatty.
Yes.
Did you guys not see Truth or Dare?
What about when she dissed Kevin Costner? Remember that? When she dissed Kevin Costner.
She dissed Costner?
The cost. Dissed him. You'll be happy to know I spent a Thanksgiving once with Madonna.
Because your wife was...
She was working with the brother at the time, directing John Secada. You remember that guy,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
On the beach in white linen, singing with his arms open.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Like that. Yeah. Remember that? The great John Secada. And that was Florida. We were down there, and we had a little Thanksgiving, and then she looked at her friend and said, who is that guy?
About you. In Truth or Dare.
I doubled up on stuffing. You know how it is.
In Truth or Dare, after the L.A. show, it was a documentary about Madonna.
Yeah.
after the L.A. And at some point, she lost her voice. She had to write everything down.
This was during Dick Tracy, right?
She was, I think she was dating Warren Beatty at the time.
Right.
At some point, there were a couple weird things in that documentary.
Yeah.
Her assistant went out, went drinking at the end.
Yeah.
This is kind of before the Me Too movement.
Sure.
And went out, got some drinks, and met some dudes, and maybe someone put something in her drink, and then she was like, I woke up the next day and my asshole was bleeding.
Yeah.
And they were all laughing at her.
And going, clapping. Laughing and clapping.
Laughing and clapping. Yeah. Like, hey, you better watch it.
Those were the days.
There were simpler times. It was a weird, weird part of that movie.
Simpler times.
Gary, Max Pata, for my show, let's see if you can find that Truth or Dare. It's at the end of Truth or Dare. It's like her chunky assistant went out drinking and went up some Chicago, whatever town they're in. And she came back and she's like, my ass is bleeding. I think someone put something in my drink. And everyone's like, ha, it's your fault. It was kind of if you do it to the modern Me Too movement, it'll be quite a juxtaposition. So in that movie, they're backstage and Kevin Costner, all the celebrities, the Hollywood celebrities, filed into the dressing room after the show.
Yeah.
And Costner went in, and you'll never really have this. You know it, but I'm saying it for the listeners.
That's right.
And the kids. Costner went backstage, and you do that thing. I've done much more scaled down versions of it, where people come back to your dressing room and they go, oh, hey, great show. Yeah. Hey, I was in the audience. Great show. Celebrities get to come back and go, hey, great show. And Kevin Costner came back and went, oh, the show was really neat.
Didn't she do a finger puking in the mouth?
She went it was a really neat show. Like when my mom would say, oh, your comedy skit was cute.
Yeah.
It's not what you want to hear when you're doing it.
That's
so
right.
He was like, it was really neat. And he was being nice, but he just called it neat.
Yeah.
And then he's like, great show, great to meet you. And then he left.
Right.
And then she made fun of him for calling it.
That dances
neat.
With wolves, for Christ's sake.
That's right.
Oh, my. You know what? Mm. Holidays are fast approaching. Things are about to get uncomfortable. Crazy
neat.
Travel schedules. Neat. Awkward family gatherings. Now is not the time for nutcrackers or wedgies. Why? Tommy John, the perfect gift, especially for guys who constantly adjust.
Look what
I know
wearing.
You do. Look at you. That. You're adjusting right now. You're pulling the waistband up and down. Let me see. That's where you hide the plans for the.
I'm wearing my Tommy John.
No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay put waistbands, luxuriously soft, feather light, moisture wicking, breathable fabrics. No bunching and no riding up. With limited edition holiday gifts, there's something for everyone on your list. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, Matt.
Give the gift of mind-blowing comfort this holiday season with limited edition holiday gifts from Tommy John. Save 20% on your first order at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off.
See, my wife choreographed one of those tours for Madonna, the girly show, years ago. And I would, my life, I'm doing what you were doing back then, humping drywall and doing construction as a laborer guy, right? And
oh, really?
I didn't have a business. I walk in, and I'm watching these world-class dancers auditioning. Mm. And they start with 300 in a room, and then they cut down to 100, and then down to 40, and then 20, and the thing goes all day. My wife's showing the combinations to the dancers, right?
Man.
And it's just it's like the best NFL and NBA athletes in one room at one time. These are the best in the world, right? And it was just amazing to see that stuff. And then they finally cast the people, and then they all go out and make fun of the girl who got anally raped because she was on roofies. That's basically where it ends.
Well, I don't know if she was on roofies or she was roofied.
Right.
All right. That's nice. Look, you got a wife out there bringing home the bacon.
She's hustling the bakes, baby doll.
My wife gets out there. She sees Bruce Springsteen in New York and then comes home with a big sack of money. I know. Wait a minute. Wait, how does that work?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
The boss,
you're talking
about. I
think it works
about.
The other way. I got to work that out.
A satchel with dollar signs on it, right?
I think she takes it out of the house and empties it and then brings it. Oh, I had it all backwards.
That's right. All right, I got you.
All right, let's talk to Scott, 38 Huntington Beach. Scott?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Hi.
Hey, so I bought a house about 3 years ago with a concrete tile roof. It's kind of like the multicolored, kind of ugly.
Yeah, these are like cement shingles.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I think they would. I think we would call them cement shingles. I don't think we would call them concrete shingles, just because there's probably not the aggregate in there. It's kind of the difference between the cement.
It's got the fiber in it, crosswoven fabric.
Yeah, I don't want to get weird here, but what I'm saying is like some people go, oh, that car's got a good motor in it, and then it's like, well, it's a good engine, and now we have to do Detroit Motor City. We didn't care, motor, engine, whatever. Now cars have motors in them,
yeah.
So we have to say engine and motor.
Right, right.
Same thing as concrete and cement.
Gotcha.
Sorry, go ahead.
Got it. They're about like 14 by 19 or something like that. They're just the rectangle shingles.
Yeah.
And I think I had heard you say that you painted your roof before.
I did.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I guess my question is, what do you use, like concrete paint, or what kind of paint did you use for that?
Okay, so let me really stress the shit out of this, because I'm fixing to paint some hardwood floors.
In the new house?
Yes.
Okay.
In a stranger's house is going to be completely surprised.
Surprise! Red floors!
I first write Helter Skelter. Then.
That's right. Sharon Tate Floor Painting Incorporated.
Oh, that is in such poor taste. Okay, so listen to me. Listen to me, everyone. I have painted bathroom tiles.
Yeah.
I have painted bathroom stalls, shower stalls. I have painted wood floors, soft wood floors, hardwood floors. I have painted the goddamn roof of my house, because there's nothing worse than looking up at a roof.
Wrong color.
And going, it's a beautiful roof. It's got another 20 years left in it, but it's the wrong color.
Circus is in town.
And everyone thinks we'll have to pull the whole fucking roof off.
That's
and
really, right.
You can, first off, I painted the roof of my house with Elastomeric paint. And I painted about 3 years ago, and it's brand new. It's fine.
It's still it's wicking water away, no problem.
It's not going to do anything about – there's not going to be any problem about the water. The problem would be, well, the sun, the fading, the rain, you know, bird droppings or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's fine. It's brand new. Wow. It's fine. I paint it whatever color I fucking want it. I would paint the roof. I would paint the tile. I would use concrete paint. You know,
yeah.
Figure out the paint that applies to your material of your roof.
Right.
My roof is a tin roof. It's a weird stamped tin shingle with like a rubberized coating on it.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird. And I just painted it with rubbery elastomeric exterior paint. Good enough for stucco, good enough for the roof.
Right.
And it's completely fine.
It's completely fine. And by the way, that's a $2,500 fix versus $30,000.
Easily.
Right?
Right. And the mess and the whatever. So, Scott, what's the color of it now?
It's like a light gray. It's kind of like multicolored light gray. There's like a peach one thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's bad.
Pretty like calico kind
of. Yeah. Okay. Definitely experiment, like on the back side of the house or the side that only the old man neighbor can see, you know, kind of thing. Like, definitely work it out, experiment a little, and once you find the right color you like, just paint it. I mean, you may want to like pressure wash it first and clean it well, kind of thing. You may want to look into the prep of the concrete. You're not going to find much. Cement. You're not going to find a lot on like painting cement roofs on the internet, but you will find a lot on like painting garage floors and painting driveways and painting patios. That'll be cement. So figure, or that'll be concrete, but it'll be the same. I've caught myself up my own trap here. Listen, the point is this. If it says pressure wash it, put a little vinegar in there, or put a whatever stripper in there, and then broom it dry and make sure it's dry and let it dry for a couple days and make blah, blah, blah. Do all that. You have to do prep all you have to do, but do it.
But Scott, your instinct about changing the color of your roof when you use the word calico to describe a home and its roof, it's a good idea to change the
calico
color.
Or tabby. It's always a bad one. Yeah. And then there's what is the pit bull? Bremble? Brumble?
Oh, is that the coloring of
Brindle?
Brindle.
Brindle.
Is that the spotted one?
What yes.
Is that
one? Yeah, yes. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Do you have the truth or dare, the insane truth or dare scene?
Yeah, I sure do.
How long is it?
It's 51. I was just debating if I could maybe shorten it up a touch, but I'll play it here. It's just maybe.
Is it the Kevin Costner bit?
No.
The only question I had is after Madonna stops, it cuts back to the assistant for a little bit. I don't know if that's
that part. We'll let's see it.
Think about this movie and think about Me Too. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't believe that you don't remember things like that. How could Sharon not know what happened to her?
She said that she thinks someone drugged her. She said that she was at the club dancing. The next thing she knew is that she woke up.
In her room.
In her room, nude, and her stuff was stolen, and she went to the bathroom, and her butt was bleeding.
I'm sorry.
She's laughing, Madonna.
That's all she remembers. She said she wasn't drinking last night. She had a cranberry juice. And that's all she had. And the next thing she knew,
she drugged her ass. All I can think of is that she started talking about how she was on tour with me. She's staying at the Ritz-Carlton. And those guys, whoever they were, got it in their mind that they were going to fuck with her.
I never thought that something like that would happen to me. I was fine. I'm never going to go out by myself again.
You what?
Never going out by myself again. I'm going to stick with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Madonna was like, oh, right. Can you imagine?
Man,
went out, got drugged, woke up naked in my room, took a dump, had some blood in my stool. Well, now you've learned a valuable lesson, my friend. Like, how insane.
Well,
these are modern times, people.
Keep in mind,
this is where I grew up in this era of like, all right, well, joke's on you.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this is the woman who, Madonna, was the one that had the simulated rear entry with the great Big Daddy Kane in her book.
Huh?
Remember that one? The picture of her with Big Daddy Kane.
I remember she had a coffee table book.
That's the one.
But I don't know who Big Daddy Kane is.
He's a big rapper guy at the time.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Jewish guy?
Yeah.
Of course. Interesting.
No, that's Big Daniel Kahn.
You're big Daniel Kahn, right? Of the Kahn? Yeah. I went to his bar mitzvah.
Of course you did. I learned to do the electric boogaloo that bar mitzvah.
Oh, really?
I was there with you. Oh, you
the horror.
That was fantastic.
All right. Let me tell you about Danner Boots. Born from logging and exploration, Danner is a Pacific Northwest original. We love these boots. They are great, man. Every boot is handmade to hold up in unforgiving conditions. It's too much boot for you.
Yeah, you got to be able to.
You don't need this much boot, but you'll take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're over-engineered for your foot. The Stronghold Work Boot, 85 years of legendary quality and durability meets modern construction, technology, and materials. This thing, it looks great. It works great. It's a classic. I wear them when I do my construction. I'm going to strap some on tomorrow and go do some demo. Tomorrow's classic. Today, the Stronghold Work Boot, you can find your local store at Danner. That's DANNER.com. DANNER.com. Check it out. Check out these boots. I think you'll be blown away by them. All right. So you're still working on a studio.
It's at least 250 sheets of 5/8 drywall that I've driven up and down our fine freeways for the last 2 months, right?
Where are you getting your drywall?
West Side. You ever been to West Side? Those guys are fantastical.
Where is West Side?
Out in Northridge. You know, like way North Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love them, and they're great. And
I gotta tell you,
it's one of the places where you go, you park. You buy it. The guys don't waste time. They load the stuff up quickly. You get in and out really fast. That's
what do they have? Like metal stud, drywall,
hat channel, all that.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
But people may not know is they're like drywall places.
Correct.
And the drywall places have a lot of like metal stud. I guess it'd be more like commercial.
That's right.
TI, tenant improvement kind
That's
of
right.
stuff.
You don't see a lot of homeowner types ever. It's to the trade. Like at Home Depot or one of the big box stores, they'll give you a group discount on 100 sheets or more. Mm-hmm. Here, the pricing is way less all the time.
That's called volume.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Group.
Listen, I've been Black Friday shopping. I'm looking at all the Groupon deals and stuff. I'm in that world now.
How many your rig?
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's absolutely not enough.
You need a long bed.
I had an F-250 for years, man, and it was great. You could put a pallet of bricks and drive around.
Step up to a dually.
I can't. I don't want to pay. The gas is so crazy expensive.
I know. And duallys are so wide.
They're wide.
They're scary to drive.
And I keep hitting parking poles in my truck because I'm a terrible ADD driver. I'm just awful. You've seen my car.
Car's a mess.
I quit bothering to even repair the thing. It's like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
You know, you're right in that sweet zone,
yeah.
Which is when a guy pulls up, when a contractor pulls up,
yeah.
And his rig's a little too fresh.
Yes.
Like I had
don't trust him.
I had a guy pull up in a canary yellow Hummer,
yeah,
with like triple chrome aftermarket.
You know, he's
rims.
A paper contractor,
and I'm like, how much is this guy charging?
Yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, when the guy pulls up in the, you know,
in my car
Camaro from '77 that he modified with a Sawzall and put a stake bed on the back of it,
yeah,
that's a little depressing.
That's depressing.
You're kind of wondering, right. Like, is that guy? Does he know his business?
Yeah,
you're right on the threshold.
Well, you know, it's to the point.
You're dipping. You're starting to dip below.
There's no see when I picked the kid up at the Sierra Canyon school, the fancy school, and the people open the door to let my daughter out in the morning, and all sorts of shit falls on there, and they're like, yeah. "Oh, the principal today, as a matter of fact, was like, well, oh, there's a lot of paper."
You definitely dip below the Mason-Dixon line
right.
of the prep
that's
school.
Right. Yeah,
that the Kardashian kids go to, but you've got a lot of range in your life.
I'm a
man.
Strange contradiction.
Now right? Your truck right now,
yeah.
as it stands, if you would clean it up,
yeah.
and then you pulled up my driveway to give me an estimate,
yeah.
I'd go like, okay, I feel like this. It's a semi-competent truck, but it's got some dings on
right.
it. It's got some mileage on it.
Yeah.
So this guy's not a gouger, but he's not an imbecile
right.
who doesn't know
so
his
I'm,
business.
You think
either.
I'm right there.
You're like, you need to have the truck detailed.
You want to know what put me over the edge.
And then you're right there.
But here's what put
but
me over the edge.
But then you got about 2 years of that, and now we got to step up to a new ride.
Here's what the problem is. So I am that guy, but if I come in and you see the driver's side door, you'll see my son's friend was driving through the jack-in-the-box, and he hit the yellow post because he was trying to get back to my house mm-hmm. to have sex with the girl in the pool.
Uh-huh.
And put the big, long yellow stripe on the side of my truck. So now...
What was your wife doing in the pool? Wouldn't she be out choreographing with Madonna? Come on. You know better than that.
Listen, she's in showbiz. She does these things.
I get it. All right, so what would... let's see if we can pick out your next truck.
Please, please help me because this is
let's pick out
way,
a color. Let's
this is a hybrid, which I like.
Right. Okay. There's a couple things. Like I said, the judging begins
yeah.
when the truck pulls up the driveway.
I get it.
And I see something too. Look, you can go full. Like King Ranch 350 dually Harley Davidson fucking edition. You can pay $100,000
yeah.
for a truck.
That's right.
No problemo.
Yeah.
You can go to Ford and get like the King Ranch dually 350 with the towing package
right.
and the Alcantara headliner. It's $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
No,
dude.
I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
I want to be a guy that can crash into stuff and it's okay.
I want to see. Here's what I'd like to see out of you.
Yeah.
First, color.
Are we going color? What are you going with?
Silver. Silver says.
That was my F-250.
Silver says nothing about me. Silver just says, I'm here to work.
You need to do
I'm not here to prove anything.
No, I don't need to tell you.
I don't have any thoughts.
Yeah. And I'm packing some red hot heat is what I'm packing.
Silver, right? Silver just says, I don't know and I don't care. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
I'm not making a statement.
That's right.
Black truck, not interested.
Nope.
Red truck, not interested.
Nope.
White means you're thinking about it, and I like white.
You're
utilitarian. But I don't want you thinking.
No.
I want you just driving and working.
Right.
So we go silver.
Okay, good. And what brand are you going to have me be in?
Ford 250 is good. You know,
yeah.
a 150 is fine, but not for a gentleman of you know.
Of means.
I don't want too much means.
Yeah, no.
But as you're getting on in your career,
right.
250 says, and I had the 150 for the first 15 years.
Yeah.
Now I've stepped up.
What I want to be able to do is open the door and fall out of the car without having effort exerted because it's now difficult for me to get in and out of cars.
All right, so we go with the 250. Yeah. I don't need a four by.
No. But don't I want a bigger, heavier package for payload?
I would like
250 is enough, do you think?
250 is fine.
All right.
The crew cab part's fine.
That's right. I want four doors.
I'd like to see a lumber rack. Lumber rack. Yeah.
I know
lumber rack
it.
Says, I'm taking care of it. I'm working.
Lumber rack says, you'll never stop doing this again.
I had a lumber rack. I had a bed box and a lumber rack.
You did?
I had a lumber rack and a bed box on my 84 Nissan pickup truck.
Do you like the side box or the back of the cab?
I had just the back of the cab, regular cab, bench seat, and I'd take that goddamn lumber rack and I'd put on 30 sheets of drywall and the back bumper, drag on the ground, man.
That's what I just did with the 20. It was dragging.
Silver, 250.
Ford
250.
Okay.
Lumber rack.
Am I getting it new or used?
About 3 years old.
Okay.
Cloth interior.
I can't do leathers? Too much?
I'd like to see a cloth interior.
All right.
Also, bad combo.
Yeah.
Beige cloth interior with the silver exterior, which is a horrible combination. But again, you're not paying attention. You're there to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lumber rack, good. Let's get some rust on the top of the lumber rack, which means you've been sliding shit on and off it for a while, and it's been wearing the finish off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I paying for this thing?
Oh, you can get this thing cheap. You can get this thing for you can get this with the cloth interior. $13,500.
All right.
All day long.
Is that your final offer?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. And I'd like to see you in that.
Before we buy, do we look at me in it and take pictures and then send them to you and then you say yay or nay?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of prove things.
In those pictures, can I just have on absolutely no pants, but nothing?
If you're in the truck.
And you may know or may not know that I have no pants.
Well, now I know. I'd also like to see some roofing materials in the back of truck, Beacon Roofing. Roofing contractors. Beacon created a new app for you that saves time and helps you work more efficiently. It's free. Download it right now at beaconproplus.com. Helps lay out material planning. If you want to paint your roof, you can paint your roof. But if you're going with a new roof or you're a contractor and you're putting in a new roof, you got to go Beacon Pro Plus, innovative estimating tools, transform smartphone and photos of customer homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. Order materials right from your app, like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with StainGuard Plus technology. Just enter color and quantity, and the app does the rest. Plus, perfect order templates, so you can glide right on through the paperwork. And you just take up a big chunk of your day. So let's go to beaconproplus.com. It's new. It's easy. Download the app. It's free. Beaconproplus.com. All right. So you're using R13.
No, R8.
No, I know.
Oh.
R13. I studied your truck before I came in.
Oh, okay, good.
R13 for 2x4.
Yeah.
R8. I guess for three quarters of a 2x4,
two thirds
of a 2x4. So instead of 3.5 inches, it's 2.5
Correct.
Inches. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess, what is the application?
Soundproofing and dulling of the hollow sound of the floor.
But when one, like Owens Corning or whoever, makes R8. Why are they making
R8? I think it's that reason. I think it's just to baffle sound. Mm-hmm. It's not, because who gives a shit about an R8 value?
And it's for 2x4. Wouldn't, if you did it on a flat, like you took 2x material, 2x4s and you put them flat, that's 1.5 inches.
That's right.
That's too compacted.
Too compacted. So it can be 2x4. It can also probably be laid up over, drop ceiling, stuff like that, to provide some sort of minimal R value there for sound.
Does it come in bats?
It does. It comes in 24 and traditional widths, and it comes unfaced. So you're just literally throwing this stuff down for that reason.
24 would be 22.5-inch right. wide bats because it'd be for a 24 on correct. Center layout.
Yeah.
Like a 16 on center layout would be 14.5.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt just wrote that all on my screen. I didn't know what that was. We have a Facebook question.
Yes, we do. Please reach out to us on Facebook. We're at Ace on the House. This is from someone named Matthew Adam.
Mm.
Could be a soulmate. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, guys. I'm looking to update my second-story bathroom on the cheap and as fast as possible. I have two questions. What are your thoughts about laying vinyl planks over existing tile? And second, when I convert the single vanity into a double vanity to fill up this wasted space, I'm looking into using one of the air admittance valves to ventilate that second sink instead of opening up the wall to connect a second vent. Love the show, guys. Keep getting it on.
Well, this is Stromer's specialty.
Okay, so what you're going to see if you lay the vinyl over the grout joints of tile is that over time there'll be divots where the grout joints are.
Yeah, when you're saying vinyl tiles, yeah. you're talking about like 1/8-inch wide
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so if the tile looks relatively close together, it looks like a, you know, a what does that seem like to you? Like 3/16, 1/8-inch,
yeah.
maybe fine if it's flat. If the top's pillowed down, I would not do it. If it's just flat, I think you're okay.
Can we take some unsanded grout or something, feather float or something, and kind of skim?
You could
the grout joints.
You could just
to
do
get rid
thin
of-
set, you know, with a 4-inch wide knife, and you know, scoop it on there and spread it like peanut
butter.
All right,
so let's just make sure you guys have no idea how much everything comes through. When you're putting tile down, vinyl tile down on a floor, or anything down, thin down on a floor, if that floor is not prepped,
right,
it just all comes
yeah,
through.
Yeah, like the pebbles and the things you
literally
don't sweep.
Stuff you don't think is much of anything,
right,
all gets transferred to the tile eventually.
That's
correct. The outside.
Looks like varicose veins.
Yeah. Yeah, or whatever, just a little change of elevation or something. You think, oh, I'll put the tile over it, you never see it. No, right. it comes through.
That's right.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
So get it prepped.
That's it.
Prep it first.
Right.
If you're going to grout it or feather float it or thin set it or whatever it is, scuff the tile, clean the tile, make sure everything's good. Get rid of those, make sure everything's good. Fine. Then you can do it. You know, the biggest... There's two things when you're going over one floor with another floor. First question is, what's the elevation? Are we changing the elevation? What about the threshold? Where are the doors stepping from the hallway into the bathroom? What's the elevation? Well, this isn't an elevation situation because it's only 1/8 inch.
Correct.
Right?
And it looks pretty level to the carpet now in this photo. So all I right. think you'll be fine.
Now, that's number one. Number two is, can we adhere it to this thing and can it be done smoothly?
Yes.
Answer's yes and yes, but yeah. make sure everything's clean and prepped. You're only going to get one shot at that tile.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. Then the air gap part with the double Pullman or bathroom sink or whatever we're putting there. I'm not an expert in that department. I would say you have a single sink, right? You have a single sink and a single vent going up inside the wall and up through the roof. You could tie in to that vent pretty easily inside of the wall,
yeah.
behind the wall with
right.
your second trap.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to go with a second vent through the roof. I'm not a plumbing contractor, but I think it'd probably be safe
to tie into
to
it.
To tie into
100%.
It. 100%. So I would probably just attempt to tee off what is, we're looking at a semi-modern house or whatever. It's probably just PVC, ABS, whatever. Put a T in it, something. Look it up, but just tie into the existing vent.
Right.
Put it inside the wall and don't think about it.
Correct.
Yes?
I agree 100%.
All right, tell me about Geico.
Geico, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about ads save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Now, my son just got hit by somebody, so the insurance, obviously imperative, they're going to pay. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Gotta
just go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. You bet that's the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Geico.com.
All right. Check out Adam Carolla's Unprepared. We're up on stage at Flappers with Adam Ray. That's in Burbank. That'll be December 18th. I'll tell you.
You and I got to do the Madonna show where we'll do covers. Come on.
I'll do it.
Right?
I'll pose. You can
and
be,
then Maddie can play Costner, and we'll come in and diss him.
You'll be Big Dan, the rapper.
Yeah.
I'll get in my negligee. Check out the chassis offerings, two S's and a Y there. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the swag, and say hi to Lynette over at Carolla Drinks. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying, oh, wait, say hi to Zane's World, by the way, podcast on Podcast One, Zane Lamprey, friend of ours. So let's check that out. I'll be coming up on an upcoming episode at Podcast One, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Carolla Digital.
Stick around for the AP News.